In Washington, I'm David Gura in for Kai Ryssdal. He's in Houston today for a live show we're doing around the country called How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers. Today's Tuesday, the 30th of September, and it's great to have you with us. We start today with a corporate divorce story. eBay acquired PayPal about 12 years ago and built it into something that this year generated almost half of the company's revenue. Now the two are going their separate ways. Each, once again, will be a separate company. The CEO, John Donahoe, will step down, and both businesses, the idea at least, will be stronger in a landscape that's only becoming more crowded and competitive. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports on the breakup.
eBay and PayPal seemed pretty tight until last January, when an interloper started pushing them apart.
PayPal is a bit of a no-brainer.
Activist investor Carl Icahn. He quickly went from pushing to shoving, going after eBay's leadership.
I think he's either naive or just asleep at the switch here.
Icahn speaking to Bloomberg there. He lost that fight in the short term, but in the long term,
they have to grudgingly admit that he was right.
Paul Sweeney is senior media analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. PayPal wants to be the way everyone pays for everything, online and at the store. But so does Square, Softcar, Google for a while, and now Apple Pay. If PayPal has to consider eBay every time it makes a decision, it's going to get tied down.
The eBay folks and PayPal folks looked around the marketplace. They saw a market that continuing to change rapidly and continuing to get more competitive.
Proximity payments, that's paying for things using your phone or things like PayPal, are blowing up, says Brian Yeager, analyst at eMarketer.
This year, we expect proximity payments to reach $3.5 billion, and by the end of 2018, hitting a little more than $118 billion.
Even so, Yeager says that's a drop in the bucket when you consider how much money gets put on credit cards. Finally, eBay and PayPal just don't need each other like they used to. PayPal gets fewer and fewer new users from eBay, and eBay needs to free up cash to work on its own issues. There's competition from Amazon and maybe even Alibaba. The companies will split late next year, but they'll still be friends. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.